Deontay right. If I make a mistake, are y'all gonna kill me too? Y'all can make mistakes and kill people, and it's okay.
For weeks, protests flooded the streets of Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, following the shooting of Deontay Wright. The mayor promising to enact police reform to prevent it from ever happening again. Now the city council has passed a measure that would drastically change how policing is done in that city. News Nation's Felicia Bolton has more on the new resolution and how it would work. Felicia.
According to the Brooklyn Center mayor, it will transform public safety in the city. But for some residents there, the resolution is blurring the line between reform and current state laws.
Less than a month after this deadly encounter, when then Brooklyn Center officer Kim Potter shot and killed Deontay Wright during a traffic stop. Brooklyn Center Mayor Mike Elliott introduced a resolution changing policing in his city in honor of Wright and Kobe Dimmick Heisler, who was killed by police in 2019. At a previous press conference, he promised to search for an end to these, quote, tragedies.
As we move forward, one thing we know for sure is that we need to continue to change and to evolve, because without change, we know that there can be no progress.
As the Wright family watched on, during a special council meeting Saturday, board members passed the Deontay Wright and Kobe Dimmick Heisler Community Safety and Violence Prevention Act. The resolution would create new divisions of unarmed civilian employees to handle non-moving traffic violations and respond to mental health crisis. It would also limit situations in which officers can make arrests. Following the vote, Mayor Mike Elliott tweeted out, quote, "We know that real justice is Deontay and Kobe alive today with their loved ones. It is time for real structural transformative change. We have the ability to start creating that change now. And with this resolution, we are doing just that." The American Civil Liberties Union of Minnesota says the resolution is an important first move in changing policing. However, several police organizations are raising concerns, saying parts of the resolution will put public safety at risk because they conflict with state law. For example, a new citations and summons policy would prohibit officers from making arrests for low-level offenses and require police to only use citations. Right now in Minnesota, there are no state laws permitting such policing changes.
And on Friday, the city attorney said in a memo to the city council members that adopting the resolution would not be a final action, but would commit the city to change. Aaron.
Kim Potter faces a second-degree manslaughter charge in Deontay Wright's death. Her next court hearing is Monday.